I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome. Welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast, where actually it is a continued conversation from previous podcasts about cake fillings. Now, a reason why this has come to my attention is we have just started wedding planning and now you're going to start getting into the bridal content of Jules and Dutch. But one question that they did ask, because we're having a wedding planner, was, and what kind of cake? And when would you like to cut the cake? And I was like, oh my God, I've not thought about any of this. Because I am a big fan of a cake at weddings. A big, big fan. And it actually, it distresses me when people don't eat the cake. And I actually always make a very, very poignant point of eating the cake at the wedding.
Yes.
Now, we might, Sarah, have the cake cutting before we have sit down and then actually serve the cake afterwards. So
gorgeous.
We cut it.
With your coffee.
Yeah, we cut it. People go away and slice it up, do all of that. And then after dinner, coffee comes out, cake's there.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. My friend Tess had a profiterole cake.
Oh, I have seen them.
Yeah, which was the pudding. It then became the pudding.
I like that. I like that. Wedding. So there's no waste.
It.
I don't like food waste.
No, what I don't enjoy, and I think this will surprise a lot of the Portslade crew, I want a normal cake and a cheesecake. You know the stacks of cheese. Have you seen that? The
Sarah,
sort of rounds
that makes
of cheese.
Yeah, sense.
I want both. What I don't want is a wedding cake to be replaced by blocks of cheese, and it's very popular. It's very popular. Lots of people do
it. It gets suggested to us a lot by Portslade crew because obviously we do talk about cheese on this podcast, but it's a separate course. That is a separate course.
We're not absolutely
combining cheese. It baked totally goods. Don't be ridiculous.
Ridiculous. So what are you thinking fillings-wise? And are you and Dutch on the same page?
We haven't entered this conversation yet, Sarah. But I will say that Dutch baked goods are a lot better than English baked goods. And so it'll be a lot of like apple cinnamon flavours and, you know, really Dutch delicacy. But something that's really, it's staying with me, Sarah, is that raspberry filled sponge from your event.
Let's talk about that cake because I've thought about nothing else now for weeks. That cake, now, first of all, we need to shout out my gorgeous, gorgeous friend, Charlotte Jacqueline.
She's my friend too.
Sorry, our gorgeous, gorgeous friend, Charlotte Jacqueline, who sent me that cake in her absence. Now, Charlotte was meant to come on Saturday. She couldn't legally attend for COVID-related matters. But that cake arrived. That cake arrived and it was from April's Bakery. Now, if you don't follow April's Bakery on Instagram, please, please go and have a look because oh my God, it was gorgeous. It was an exceptional cake. And yes, when we cut into it, it was fresh raspberry, cream, and I suppose it was a sort of twist on a Victoria sponge, which is my favourite cake. A Victoria sponge.
100%, Sarah, I'm with you. We are aligned on this. Now, what I did know, and I am very, very passionate about this. Now, I never leave icing. I see it a lot at events. People eat the cake, leave the icing. I'm like, if you're doing it, you're doing it. But what I did like at your event, Sarah, was there were fresh strawberries to hand, within reach, actually, of where I was sat at that very moment in time.
Yes,
perfectly placed on this, like, plinth of fruit. It was great. But then I used the icing to spread over the strawberries and eight.
Gorgeous. Very good.
You know, I don't want to say I outdid myself, good. But, you know, yeah. That's how it's done, folks.
I'm trying to think. At our wedding, so we had a three-tiered cake, and I believe that we had two tiers Victoria sponge, and the top tier was chocolate cake, because that's John Hillcock's favourite. John Hillcock loves a chocolate cake. I would refuse a chocolate cake, and that is not like me. I wouldn't actually go for it. I'm not interested in a coffee walnut cake. I know it's very popular.
Oh, I love a coffee walnut.
Yeah, I thought I had you down as a coffee walnut lover. I mean, I would eat that. Don't get me wrong. I'd push through for that. But yeah, I just don't think you can go wrong with a Vicky sponge.
No.
A vanilla.
Or a classic birthday cake.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. What I don't want at a wedding... And in fact, I don't want it at any other time than
Christmas. I'm glad we're having our conversation. I know now you're rider.
Fruitcake. I'm not interested in a fruitcake wedding cake.
There might be fruitcake at our wedding because we've got a lot of Yorkshire folk coming. They need that to palate cleanse.
I understand. No, I'd take a slice of it. I just think it's a shame to waste a wedding cake on fruitcake. I just think it's a shame. I'm happy to have it out. I'm happy to have it served. But yeah, I mean, look, if you do go ahead with fruitcake, it's fine. I just won't come. Oh my gosh. Portslade crew, we adore you for listening. We'll see you on Friday for the big icing.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.